Now, the third thing I want you to notice is really important. There's the soul winner, that's Philip. There's the sinner, that's this Ethiopian. The third thing is Scripture. Did you notice that? When Philip approached him, the passage says that he was reading Scripture. Now, keep in mind, they didn't have the New Testament at that point in time. The New Testament was being lived out. The New Testament was being lived out. It would later be written. But at this point, the only Scripture they had was the Word of God. And he was reading the Word of God, which for us is the Old Testament. And I would point out to you that he was reading absolutely the best passage of the Old Testament to point people to the coming Messiah and what Jesus would ultimately do. He was reading the apex of the Old Testament. He was reading from Isaiah chapter 53. And when Philip heard what he was reading, he said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And the Ethiopian said, "How can I understand it except someone explains it to me?" And the passage says that Philip took that passage, and from there he began to tell this Ethiopian about Jesus. He went from where he was to get him to where he needed to be, and he told him about Christ, and that Christ was the one who came and made that sacrifice and paid the price for our sins. He shared with him the truth that comes from Scripture. Let me tell you something. If we don't have Scripture, why do we emphasize the Bible so much in our church? Why do we tell you to open your Bible every week? Not just listen to me read from the Bible, but we want you to bring a Bible. Why do you see people walking across the parking lot carrying a Bible in their hands? Why do we encourage you to take the Bible every single day and read a chapter of the Bible and ask God to speak to you out of that? Why do we put such an emphasis that we put on the Bible? It's because if we don't have God's Word, we don't know anything about God. Now, we don't worship the Bible. Please understand that. We don't worship the Bible. We worship God. But the only way we know about God is through His Word. God has told us who He is in His Word, and we need God's Word. If we don't have the Bible, we're just a moral club. We're just a group of people that are coming together to try to live life the best we can and to make a difference in our community. If we don't have the Bible, we are just a moral club trying to make a difference in a community. It is God's Word that sets us apart. So if you want to learn about stars, go get a book on astronomy. If you want to learn about the bright and morning star, read the Bible. If you want to know about rocks, go get you a good book on geology. But if you want to know about the Rock of Ages, read the Bible. If you want to know about bread, you can get a good cookbook that'll tell you how to bake some bread. But if you want to know about the bread of life, you only find out about Him in the Bible. If you want to know about lambs, study veterinary medicine. But if you want to know about the Lamb of God who came to take away the sin of the world, you only learn about Him in the Bible. So let me tell you what the Bible says. This is the gospel in a nutshell. I share this weekly. Every opportunity I get, this is what I say to people. We are all sinners. I'm no different than you. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We are all in the same boat. We're all sinners. And Romans 6:23 says that the result, or the Bible word, is wages. The wages of sin is death. Now connect those dots. We're all sinners. And the result of sin is death. We got a problem. But Romans 6:23 doesn't put a period after that statement. The result of sin is death. It has a but. It's a big one. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, how did God show us that? Well, Romans chapter 5, verse 8 tells us God demonstrated His love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Well, how can I get in on that? How can that be real in my life? How can I really know what it means to be a child of the one who created all things? How can I know Him? Well, Romans chapter 10 tells us. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, if you believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. It's the gospel. It's the good news. And everybody on earth needs to hear it. Listen, one of the reasons that God lets you brush shoulders with the people you rub shoulders with, the people you pass on the walking track, the people you work with, the people in your neighborhood, the folks that you regularly see in your life, one of the reasons that God lets you have a friendship and a relationship with them is so that you will point them to Christ, to the good news that can change their life and their eternity. So there's a soul winner. His name's Philip. There's a sinner. He was the Ethiopian. There's the scripture. There's one other thing at the end of the passage, and of course this is the heart of it. The fourth thing is salvation. The end result of this was that the Ethiopian was saved.